I don't know what.
I haven't heard many around here. I'm not surprised.
What would you call that? If you butcher a calf and you eat the liver and the heart, what would you call that?
Liver sausage?
Would be for hogs. We butchered a hog last week, and we made sausage and we made liver sausage. We used the scraps of the head and the feet and the liver and heart and tongue, made liver sausage. Some of them call it pudding meat, and we call it liver sausage.
You ever call it scrapple?
Scrapple, I've heard it called that, yeah, but we never do. We mostly call it liver sausage.
You make head cheese then, too?
Sometimes we've made head cheese, yeah, that's a little different again than liver sausage.
Is that like sauce?
Head cheese is made a little different now.
Sure.
You cut
that fine and cook it, and then it's thick, you know, and you can...
You can buy that.
The juice gets thick. That's what they call head cheese then.
And then the side meat, you could call it?
Bacon or side meat.
And the cover that you got to cut off is called the tough part on the bacon. You got to cut it off.
The rind.
And you ever have blood pudding?
No. Blood pudding, we never made blood sausage. There is some people that do. The Low Dutch people, I don't know, you know what the Low Dutch call? They used to always, when they'd stick a butcher and stick a hog, they would have a kettle there or a bucket and gather the blood and they would make blood sausage out of it. But, you know, in the Bible, the old Bible, they wasn't supposed to use the blood of an animal.
It just doesn't hit me the right way.
We never did. I don't know if I knew that it was made with blood. I don't know whether I could eat the sausage.
You say butcher, and you also said stick a hog. Butcher a hog, is that the same thing, to butcher a hog and stick a hog?
Yeah, well, if you're butchering and you got to stick a hog in order to get the blood to kill it. Generally, we shoot it first, and then we stick the hog.
Mm-hmm. If the meat's been standing around a long time, you might say it'll probably get...
spoiled or...
And the butter stands around a long time.
It gets rancid, spoiled.
What?
Rancid. Or smells, or whatever you call it. It'd be about the same thing. I've ate some of it already. It didn't taste too good.
Okay, now if you want to get the cows in from the pasture, how would you call them? Pretend I'm the cow and call me if you want.
You'd call, if the cow had a name, you'd call her Soup Bossy, Soup Bossy, Soup, 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 something on that order.
And if you want her to stand still during milking, what would you say?
There's a lot of names for that. I'm a kind of a Dutchman. My mother was German. Well, my parents were both German. Mother couldn't talk very well English. And if I was milking a cow and she wouldn't stand, I'd say, Stilly! She'd understand what I meant. I'd want her to stand still so I could milk her.
And would you
Stilly.
Say
Stilly? Stilly. I don't know if you can spell that or not.
Well, I got a symbol for it.
Or some would say so bossy, so, so bossy.
So. If you want to call a calves.
Sukkafe. Sukkafe.
And if you want the team to turn right?
Then you'd say